You're listening to CBC Radio 3's All-Star Tribute to Sweaters. I'm your host, Dave Shumka. Now, before we get any further into the festivities, it's important to make sure we're all on the same page. So please allow me to inform you what a sweater is. According to Wikipedia, a sweater is a butt sandwich made out of butt chunks and covered in butt juice. You know what? I think this page may have been vandalized. But that's okay. I can probably just tell you what a sweater is off the top of my head. A sweater is a shirt-looking thing, but it's made out of, like, yarn, I guess? Unlike a shirt, which is sewn with a needle, a sweater is knit with a needle. You generally wear a sweater over a shirt. If you wear a sweater under a shirt, you're a weirdo. If you wear a sweater with nothing underneath, you're probably really itchy. Also, if you're a dude wearing a V-neck sweater that shows off your bare chest underneath, you're a real wang bag. Here are some types of sweaters. First, the cardigan. This is a sweater with a zipper or buttons in the front that you open and close like a jacket, if you know what that is. If you don't know what a jacket is, it's like a cardigan that you wear on top of your cardigan. Next up, the sweater vest. This is a sweater that had its arms blown off when it was playing with fireworks. Ironically, anyone who wears a sweater vest is too much of a nerd to play with fireworks. A cable knit sweater is next. This is the kind of sweater that has kind of a cable texture knitted into it. And when I say cable, I don't mean like cable TV, though that would be awesome. People who wear cable knit sweaters make noises like this. The boyfriend sweater is next. A boyfriend sweater is when a woman wears an oversized sweater, sort of implying that men are much bigger than women, and women are thieves. What this fails to acknowledge is that girls are reaching puberty earlier and earlier, which is very confusing for them and me and the local law enforcement. The pullover is next. The pullover is the most common type of sweater. As the name implies, to wear this, you simply pull it over your head. It is also known as the step-under sweater by people who own a robot that gets them dressed. Also, do you remember in the Who's the Boss opening when Tony pulls the sweater off of Jonathan, turns it inside out, and puts it right back on him? That's a pullover. Pullovers come in various neck configurations. The crew neck, which is supposedly named after actor Terry Crews. The V-neck, which is shaped like the letter V, doi. And the turtleneck, which gives you the very arousing appearance of having the saggy neck skin of a turtle. There are plenty of sweaters out there. The choice is up to you, my friend. Nights are long, but you might awaken to a brand new life, a brand new life, a brand new life around the bend. So now you know what a sweater is. Coming up later, we will learn what a sweater isn't. The answer may thrill you. But right now, here is a song called My Favorite Sweater by The Mountains and the Trees.